What's up, Kyle? I'm here, dude. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just tired from playing basketball. I took a shot to the old shooting marbles from Isaac, so a little tender.
Ouch. All right, well, let's stick on the theme of basketball. The Lakers have selected three people, and they're all European players. How does that make you feel?
I think it's very interesting. I mean, the one from Michigan, like, yes, European, but we didn't take him straight out of a European country, like a league. You know, he went to the championship game with Michigan, and I thought he was, I mean, he had an impressive season, so I'm not mad about it. What do you think?
Well, man, that's a loaded question because I have a lot of thoughts. My first thought is I was really hoping that DiVincenzo from Villanova or Kevin Huter from Maryland would fall. And I was surprised that Utah took Grayson Allen at 21. I would have been happy with him at 25. So yeah. I'm kind of bummed that we didn't get one of those guards. But considering that all of those three people were off the table, I think that Mo Wagner is a really solid pick for the Lakers because he has multiple skills that are above average. Yeah, he's probably a subpar defender, but he's a really good passing big, and he's a good shooting big, and an underrated part of his game is he can handle the ball. There were a lot of times at Michigan where he would start on the perimeter, and then he would dribble into the low post and finish. And so he's not your prototypical stretch four that will either shoot or pass. I think that he's a little more versatile offensively, which I think is going to be really useful with the players that we have.
Yeah, I think that Zubats might be spending a lot of time in the D League this year.
Well, yes, but specifically Thomas Bryant, his time's probably come to an end, and that's okay because, you know, best case scenario, he becomes a rotation guy, but Thomas Bryant was probably never going to be a starter in the NBA.
No, Bryant to me is like Roni Turioff. He's the hype guy that you like to have on your team. He's a great locker room guy, great guy to have on the practice floor because he's going to give you all of his effort every single play. But he's super young and has a lot to learn. So it just seems like the Michigan player is definitely going to get any minutes that Bryant would have ever gotten this next season, unless, of course, there's injury. Zubats is – this is – obviously, we're talking about the draft, but I feel like this guy is a – has much more potential than – okay, maybe potential is not the right word because I think Zubats has a lot of potential, but Zubats is not living up to his potential.
Yeah. He did admit, though, that last year he didn't work as hard as he should have. So I'm going to give him one more year before I fully judge Zubats because he does have some physical ability that is impressive. This is probably a discussion for July when the roster is set. And honestly, regarding the draft too, you know, I like our draft, but we really can't get too attached to anyone at this point because our team is so in flux at the moment.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, for the time being, we have to assume that these guys are going to be here. So Wagner is going to be a nice bench player who will see time if our roster stays the same. And it won't. But assuming that it does, I think Wagner fits in very nicely because he's versatile. I think he can play 4 and 5. And I don't know. I like the pick. There wasn't anyone available at 25, Kyle, that I was like, oh my gosh, why didn't we pick him? Which is a good feeling to not feel like we completely whiffed on a guy, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And then the other pick that I thought was really interesting was the European guard from Kansas, Mikhailuk. I think it's like Shved or Shved Mikhailuk. It could be wrong with that pronunciation, but a 6'7" guard who shot 44% from three last year at Kansas. I think he's a guy that you want to hold on to because he may develop into a really good three-point shooter, and he's got the size too.
Yeah, that shooting percentage is eye-opening, to say the least. And so I think if he can shoot the ball that way in the NBA, then he definitely has a place there. And I think I thought it was really interesting. If any of you tuned into Matt's earlier podcast, it's a good listen. There's a little plug for you.
Thank you. Shameless.
I didn't get paid for that. my point is, you know, your theory is that the Lakers are trying to fill out the roster with cheap players if they're going to be trying to sign two max guys. And, you know, having people that can shoot the ball, because if you have – and again, this is the pipe dream. This is the, you know, in theory. But if you have LeBron and Paul George on your team,
yeah,
you don't need these players to do anything except defend and shoot the ball when they're open.
Right. And I'm sure I don't think that you've had the opportunity to listen to Rob Pelinka, the Lakers GM. He spoke to the media probably about a half an hour ago. The one thing he mentioned about McKay Luke, the guard from Kansas, is during the NCAA tournament, he was switched on to some really good players. He had to guard Marvin Bagley and a couple other players that were taken in the first round of the draft, and he held his own. And so he's not one of those guys who he only can shoot. I think he does have other parts of his game, and he's really young. He's only 20. So he's got, you know, he's going to develop. But if you think about some of the best shooters in the league right now, Kyle, they're European guards. Like, you think of the Marco Bellinellis and, you know, there's plenty of European guards in the league that can really shoot the ball. And so I think that's a really useful pick. And I would be surprised if we didn't hold on to him. Like, I can see him being someone we try and develop over the next 3 or 4 years because he's so cheap. I mean, he's 6 foot seven and he can shoot the ball, and he's a second round pick, which means, and I didn't know this until this year, second round picks, they don't count against the cap. Their rookie deals.
Really?
Yes, which is another interesting component to all the Lakers second round picks, because we got Thomas Bryant, McKay Luke, another guy from Germany, Abamba. I can't remember his first name. I've never even heard of him, so I'm not going to talk about him because I don't know anything about him. But when you have players like that, it provides a lot of flexibility, and then maybe you get lucky like we did a couple of years ago with Jordan Clarkson and they turn into something. And so it's really low risk, high reward with the guard from Kansas. And I really like that.
Yeah.
My final conclusion on the Lakers draft is we have continued the trend from last year in drafting players that have spent more than 1 year at school. And I'm a big fan of drafting guys that have played 2+ years in college. I know Lonzo Ball didn't, but everyone else has. And so we're drafting
from last year you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Mo Wagner, I think he played 2 years, and so did this McKay Luke dude. And so we're talking about guys that have more than 30 games of competitive basketball under their belt.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. It worked for us last year. We'll see if it works for us this year. But I like that we're taking players that are a little more seasoned in experience.
How did you feel when our boy LiAngelo Ball didn't get drafted?
I felt relieved that we didn't waste a pick on him.
Oh, man. Do you think that – I wonder if the Lakers will put him on the summer league team.
They would be stupid to do that.
I agree, but
– there's a million other guys that weren't drafted, Kyle, that I'd rather have on the summer league team. I'd rather have Elijah Bryant from BYU on the summer league team. I'd rather have Eric Mika from BYU on the summer league team.
Yeah. So, do you think Eric Mika's going to play on a summer league team, or is he kind of sticking with the European thing?
You can play on a summer league team and play in Europe. It's not either or. Okay. And the Lakers worked out Elijah Bryant. So I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up making the Lakers summer league roster. And Elijah's a good shooter, and that's something that Magic Johnson has prioritized this offseason, and we've already seen it. Wagner can shoot the three. Mikhailu can shoot the three. So, and who knows, if we end up signing LeBron and Paul George, we're going to need one or two undrafted guys to fill out the roster.
That's a very good point. Oh, man. You can kind of see it falling into place. It just needs to fall.
Yeah, agreed. And we're close. So we're gonna have to do this again probably around July 28th, 29th. A little NBA free agency preview, but things are looking up for the Lakers. And that's good news for me and you. That's bad news for a lot of our friends and listeners. But hey, you know what? For the first time in our lives, we've had to suffer for a prolonged period of time. I think we've suffered enough.
I agree with you. People wouldn't agree with us, especially Jazz fans, because they've been suffering their entire lives. But
yeah, I know. Yeah. I was playing pickleball tonight, and some old guy was like, "Oh, because I was wearing a Laker T-shirt," and he was like, "We're gonna let the Laker fan play, huh?" And I couldn't help myself but take a little 16-0 jab at him. I'm like, "Hey, I like rooting for teams that have won before. I'm sorry."
Good.
Smite me. I like tasting championships. But hey, that's an unnecessary dig at Jazz fans. Maybe they'll get their time. I'm hoping for a Lakers Jazz reunion in the playoffs this year, honestly.
That would be exciting. Extremely exciting. And we got to get there if that happens.
Oh yeah, and we will. And then we'll talk about it. Thanks for coming on, Kyle. We'll talk soon, I'm sure.
You are very welcome. Have a good night. Let's let this simmer and look forward to Summer League. Hopefully, Josh Hart will play in the Summer League and he will just bend people over the barrel and show them the 50 states.
I would like to see that.
All right, good night.
Yep, have a good one, man. Take care.
You too. See ya.
Bye. We'll be right back.